Okay, so let me get this straight. I missed one point in this essay. One point. And you go ahead and give me a failing grade? Can't a girl catch a break? What do you mean I'm overreacting? You're the one overreacting here with a single point apparently becoming the end-all, be-all of this entire damn exam. I don't care if it's the main point. I'm pretty sure I nailed the rest of it. By usual standards, at the very least, I deserve a barely passing grade, even more than a passing grade if I'm being completely honest. I don't give a shit if I still pass the damn semester anyways. I'm upset because I'm not being given credit where credit is due. Really? You're going to compare my work to Miss Goody Two-Shoes? I don't give a fuck about her grade and how she wrote her essay. I care about mine. I don't care if you feel that I'm being disrespectful to you. You're the one being an asshole by bringing up her name. The focus here is my work and your unjust conclusion that it deserves a failing grade. Even if I were to pass this semester, I cannot accept this failing mark if I know it wasn't fairly given. And you've done this several times before, too. Oh my god, your bias for her is showing. Stop comparing my work to hers. Listen, even if you cite her work as an example, I will never use her shit as a template for my own. You should be thankful you've got a student who at least isn't willing to cheat. You know what? This has gone far enough. You've been giving me shitty, failing, or barely passing grades that I seriously don't deserve, and I've had it up to here. I don't give a fuck if you think I'm going too far, Professor. Because honestly, you're the one that pushed me to this point. I was right. You are rock hard. You didn't think I couldn't see the tent forming in your pants the entire time I've been here, right? Jesus, and it's twitching in my hands too. I could feel it through the fabric. I wonder what got you so excited, Professor. Is it the fact that I'm wearing a cute little skirt today? Because I saw you eyeing that bit too. What about my lips? You seem to be staring at these a lot when I was being rude to you. Is it because of my words? Or is it because you want to know what it's like if my lips actually respected you? To be more specific, if my lips respected your cock. Please, you know why I'm doing this. I see an opportunity, I take it. And if there's no opportunity, I make it. If you're looking to compare me with your favorite student, there's the biggest difference. Because while she may want to play with your rules, I don't give a fuck about them. You've been riding me so hard since the beginning of this semester, but all this time you've been staring at me like I'm a piece of meat to you. You've been riding me hard because deep inside, you want me to ride your cock hard and fast and deep. Don't you, Professor? You've been consistently giving me bad grades because you want me to walk in this room every single chance I could get so you could have more time with me. Don't you? Even if it's just to stare at my ass while I walk away pissed off. And you've been asking me to emulate your favorite student's work because she not only follows exactly what you say, but she also acts and looks so sweet and demure, doesn't she? And you're hoping I'd be the same. You're hoping that if you influence me enough to follow her lead, you'd be free of the temptation of wanting to fuck this tight body of mine. You wouldn't get to see me wearing these short skirts, these knee-high socks, these tight blouses that show the outline of my tits. And you'd be safe. Well, guess what, Professor? I'm going to do the one thing you always wanted me to do. See, I know you don't wish for me to copy Little Miss Good Girl. No. You want me to be your good girl. And I think we know what's the difference, right? Glad you agree. I may not be a fast learner, but hey, at least I learned. Now, please, let me suck your cock, Professor. Of course. Fuck. Oh my. If I had only known you've got a grade A cock, I would have gotten on my knees earlier. See, if you were straight with me and told me exactly what I needed to do to earn that grade, I wouldn't hesitate. Easier to give a proper blowjob than to do proper research, really. You're so hard right now. Your cock is standing so proudly in front of your true favorite student. Oh, the tip is glistening with your pre-cum. I think that means I have to show it proper respect now, don't I? In fact, with a cock like this, I think I might have to take a page from Goody Two Shoes. Strive to be an overachiever. You know what I mean? Why stop with respecting when I can go with worshipping? This cock, it just takes so much space in my mouth. Fuck, I'm feeling it twitch in my mouth and in my hands. This is the kind of cock I actually work hard for. It feels so strong and powerful. Like I could stretch all my tight little holes in one go. It tastes so good too. It's just so easy to lick every inch of you. To lap all the pre-cum on the tip of this cock. Fuck. This is so fucking bad. I'm just watching your bulge from afar. Think this will get you to be nicer to me, Professor? What if I play around with your balls too? Massage it and feel all of that cum stored in here. Fuck, they're heavy. So much cum for me to empty. I wonder what fantasies you have about me. Have you ever thought of coming all over my face, Professor? What about all over my tits? Do you like seeing your cum just dripping down and around? And in between my soft, firm, and bouncy tits, huh? Or have you ever wanted to come all over my ass? Or what if you want to come deep inside my tight little pussy, Professor? Does the thought of emptying your cum your student's tight little pussy just turn you on even more? Forget marking my essays. All you want is to mark my body with your cum, don't you? You don't give a damn whether I perform in class or not. All you want is for me to perform on your cock. Mm. Well, let's copy on the standard performance then, shall we? Mm. Why stop for just a second? And I can go beyond and start gagging. For taking initiative. Isn't this what you liked about her too? As you take initiative in class, always raising your hand and the fastest one to be the first to answer. I'm raising my hand to your cock, and it's because I want you to be the first, Professor. I want you to come first. Yes, Professor, don't go. Yes, Professor. Don't stop. Go ahead. Show me how to gag on this cock even more. Pull my hair. Pull my hair and teach your good little student, Professor. Teach your good girl how to take your entire cock. And onto my tits. It's alright. I'll clean that up with my fingers. I don't want your cum to go to waste. Don't move yet, Professor. Let me just. Do you feel that? My tight, warm, wet little pussy. Grinding on your cock. Now, I gave you what you really wanted, and it's your turn to give me what I want. Grade my work and the rest of my submissions properly, and maybe I won't just stop with sucking your cock. Maybe I'll even let you come inside this dripping wet pussy. Ooh, could you feel that, Professor? Could you feel how needy my tight little pussy is? Needy to be filled with a real man's cock. Needy to be filled with your cock. I'll be a good girl for you, Professor. I'll be your good girl. But only if you're good to me. See you next week.